Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Samaches, and we are four lines from the top of daf Samaches Omer Aleph Omar Ulam. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunin Batzaru Vashivya. So we're moving along here at the very end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, continuing learning the sugyas related to Yayin Nesach, specifically Yayin Nesach in the context of a taruvos. Now, the specific point in the sugya that we're holding in now is the Gemara talked about the idea of noisen tam lefka. Now, anyone that's ever had a cup of coffee with the laws of basa v'chalav and taruvos knows that there's a tremendous kula in that world known as noisen tam lefka. The kula goes like this. The only time when there's a taruvos of issa v'heter do we say that if there's no sheer bittel of heter keneged the iser, that the taruvus is going to be aser, is if the little bit of iser that's there is nois and tam l'shvach. It's mashpiach. It makes the taruvus taste better. If, however, it's nois and tam l'fgam, it's poigain the taste, then the halacha is that there will be no problem. And even if you don't have the requisite sheer bittel, shishim, etc., afilu hachi, it's going to be mutter. What became evident the end of yesterday's daf from 7.5 years ago was that really this halacha of noisen tam lefkam mutter or aser is b'machloike shnuya. In fact, it's Shitas Rav Shimon who holds that noisen tam lefkam is mutter. Rav Meir is his bal plukta, and Rav Meir holds that noisen tam lefkam is really aser. Now, the majority of today's daf is going to focus on the machloikes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. And I think it's kedai to precap a little bit what we're going to see. There's some cheshbon in the daf that obviously we won't precap. That will go through b'shaita. But just from a high-level perspective, to have an appreciation of what the Gemara is trying to do, I think it's kedai to chazer a little bit what we saw at the end of yesterday's daf and talk a little bit about what we're going to see in the beginning of today's daf. And that is, there was a big machloikes on Meiran, Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, with regards to the scope of the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Rav Yochanan, who we're going to see in today's daf, held that the machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is the way we thought it was when we learned yesterday's daf. And that is, Rav Shimon holds noisen tam lefkam is mutter, Rav Meir holds noisen tam lefkam is aser. Ula, as we're going to see, holds that Sai Rav Meir, Sai Rav Shimon hold that noisen tam lefkam is mutter. And the whole Rav Meir that holds noisen tam lefkam is aser only said it in a situation where initially the miut of iser was mashpiach the taruvos, and then something changed as a result of which now it's being poiken. Then there's a Rav Meir that holds noisen tam lefkam is going to be a problem. But to the extent that it was poigim lechatchila, everybody is going to hold that noisen tam lefkam is going to be mutter. So a very, very fundamental machloikis amiram in terms of understanding this machloikis tanam. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the machloikis is what we thought it was, and that is noisen tam lefkam is a mutter, is it aser? It's a machloikis Rav Meir, Rav Shimon. I don't know, before yesterday, 7.5 years ago, I thought everybody holds noisen tam lefkam is mutter. But really, there's a shitas Rav Meir that holds that noisen tam lefkam is going to be aser. According to Ula, what we thought before yesterday, 7.5 years ago, was true aliba the kuliyam. Everybody holds noisen tam lefkam is mutter. This Rav Meir was gefinzich and shas that holds noisen tam lefkam is a problem. It's only hacha b'mayaskinon where it was mashbiach ula b'saifpa. In a situation like that, being that it was mashbiach lechatchila, that's why there's an idea that noisen tam lefkam is going to be aser. Now, in terms of the svaras machloikis, what would be the hesber in the machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Shimon? So we have to understand it now. Sai according to Rabbi Yochanan, sai according to Ula. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the machloikis is whether or not there's an institution in noisen tam lefkam or there's not an institution of noisen tam lefkam. The machloikis is simple. In fact, that we saw at the end of the previous daf. The Gemara said that Rav Meir that holds that noisen tam lefkam is aser, he learned it from the parsha of Geulei Nachrim. You see, from the fact that when the Yidden fought the war with Midian and they took their kelim, before they were able to use the kelim, they had no choice, but they had to go kasher the kelim. I warrant those kelim, noisen tam lefkam. And afilu hachid, there was a problem. So you say, Meris, there's no halacha of nois and tam lufkam. Reb Shimon, who holds that nois and tam lufkam is mutter, the Gemara said, he learned it from the parsha of Nevelo. It says in the Torah, loiseichu kol Nevelo, leger ha-shebish ha-recho titnenu. We learn from there, kolaruya leger kruya Nevelo, she'enruya leger ena kruya Nevelo. And from there we know that if something's nois and tam lufkam, it's not considered ruya leger, and if it's not considered ruya leger, it's going to be mutter. So Saira Meir, Saira Reb Shimon, both learned their respective shittas from Fartiga Parshias in the Torah. Reb Meir learned it from the Parsha of Geulei Nachrim, and Reb Shimon learned it from the Parsha of Nevelah. Now, this is all good in terms of being a Hezver in the Machloikis, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, if you hold that they're arguing whether there's something called Noitz Tam Lefkam, but there's not something called Noitz Tam Lefkam. According to Ula, however, that everybody holds Noitz Tam Lefkam is Mutter, Narvas. The Machloikis is where it was Mashpiach Ula Besoiv Pagam, meaning, if it was Meikar Nois and Tam Lefkam Lekuliyam, it's going to be Mutter. That means that even Reb Meir agrees with Reb Shimon's drasha from the parasha of Nevela that really there's something called Nois and Tam Lefkam. No, boss, he holds that if it's Mashpiach first, then everything is going to change. Okay, so what's the machlekes? Why would Reb Meir say that it changes? And why would Reb Shimon say it doesn't change? So for that already, we have to delve into the Rishayim, because that the Gemara is not going to explain. So, Toisvis in the Sugya, Dibra Maschel, Abel Shpiach, Ulubasoy Pog, it's more mefurish in the Chedushei Aran of the Nart. And the way the Rishonim explain Shitas Reb Meir is that once the Dover Aser was Mashpiach the Taruvos, so now the entire Taruvos becomes Aser. Once the entire Taruvos becomes Aser, right, the idea of Chanan, without getting too much into the sugyas of Aser, the Chal of Taruvos, Chaticha Atzma Nas and Avelo. But there's a concept that the entire Taruvos becomes Aser. Once the entire Taruvos becomes Aser, even if later the Dover Aser becomes Nois and Tam Lefkam, you can't look at that Dover Aser as a Dover Nifrat. Now you have a whole Cheftza of Iser. And once you have a whole Chavtz of Isser, now the barometer of whether it's considered Macholos Asuras and not considered Macholos Asuras is going to change. In other words, if you have a Dover Shel Heter and there's a little bit of Isser that right now is being piled into that Dover Heter. So there's a halacha called Nois and Tam Lefkam that says that if that little thing is being poigam, the Taruvos, the halacha is it's going to be Mutter. Taruvos is very good, it's delicious, it's on your menu at your local diner, who cares? But if that Dover Aser is being poigim, alzen nema nois and tam lefkam is not going to Aser. If you have Macholos Asuras, if I have a shtik nevela, then the only time that nevela would be mutter is if it's Eneru L'Achilas Ger, Eneru L'Achilas Kel, right? That's going to take you into other sugyas. But for sure, the fact that there's an ingredient that's being poigim the nevela is not going to make the nevela mutter. You would need the whole nevela should be Eneru L'Achil in order for it to be mutter. Say the Rishonim that in Ula, Shitas Reb Meir, who holds Nois Tam Lefkam is Aser, is because he holds that once it was Mashpiach Meikara, so now the whole Taruvos became one Chefetz of Iser. So I look at it as being one big nevela. If I look at it as one big nevela, the only way to be mapped at this nevela is if the whole nevela becomes Eneru L'Achil. The fact that the thing that's causing the nevela to be Aser, that little bit of Taruvos of Iser, that started being poigim the Taruvos, that is not enough to suddenly be matter the entire Taruvos. And as a result, Allah is going to be that the entire Taruvos is going to be Aser. What does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon says you still have a right to look at that Dover Aser as a Dover Nifrat, even after already Aser the Taruvos. And if that's the case, if its status changes, it goes from having been Mashpiach to now having been Poigim, Azen Nemer, the Halacha, Leisen Tam Lefkam, that is going to be Mutter. Either way, again, a little wordy here in the introduction. It's a little bit of a recap, a little bit of a precap, chatzi chatzi. And on that note, we begin another festa daf here in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Zok Tehilgi Gemara. Amar Ula. Ula said, Machloikis. Which Machloikis? Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, and Nois Tam Lefkam Mutter. Asa Shishpiach, Lubasai Poigim, is Dafka. Where Meikara, the Dover also was Mashpiach the Taruvos, and only afterwards it began to be Poigim. Ava Poigim Meikara, but in the event that it was Poigim Meikara, Divrei Hakol Mutter, everybody holds it's going to be Mutter. This is the Shitas Ula that we just mentioned in the introduction, because Ula holds that even Reb Meir's Moid to the Iker Din of Nois and Tam Lefkam is Mutter. Where's Yichaylik? Where was Mashpiach first? The Basai Pogam with the alumnus that we spoke at from the Rishon. Isvei Reb Chagel Ula. So Reb Chagel heard what Ula said and he asked him a kasha. Yayin shenafal l'tei chadashim from a brisa. Wine that fell into lentils. V'chimeitz shenafal l'tei chgrisin. Or vinegar that fell into split peas. Aser, the halacha is, the Taruvos is going to be Aser. Again, this yayin had to have been problematic. It was truma. And as a result, we have a question now regarding the taruvus. Rav Shimon Mater. Rav Shimon says that no, the taruvus is going to be mutter. At first glance, what's the machlokes here between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon? Gemara assumes the machlokes is noisen tam lufgam mutter or noisen tam lufgam is asa. Which means, by the way, that who is the Tanakhama of this brisa? We're going to give him a name. It's going to be Rav Meir. But the bottom line is, L'chayra, the machlokes here is whether Noisat Tam Lufgam is Mutter, Noisat Tam Lufgam is Aser. The Tanakhama Rav Meir holds Aser, because Noisat Tam Lufgam is Aser. Rav Shimon Mater, because Rav Shimon holds Noisat Tam Lufgam is Mutter. Now, why is this Noisat Tam Lufgam? I don't know. I never poured wine into lentils. I never poured vinegar into split peas. But the Gemara is assuming this is Noisat Tam Lufgam. And L'chayra, the machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Shimon is, Hagufa, Noisat Tam Lufgam Mutter, Noisat Tam Lufgam is Aser. Perfect, the Gemara, Vahach over here, the Pagamei Karuhu. As soon as you pour the wine into the lentils, as soon as you pour the vinegar into the split peas, immediately this thing becomes pogum. Upligi. And you see that this is Shitas Rav Meir. The Rav Meir holds it's going to be Aser. So Isavei Rav Chagal Ula. How could you Ula say that Rav Meir is moided to the concept of Noisat Tam Lufgam? The only time he says Noisat Tam Lufgam is Aser, it's Shbiach. He'll say pogum. He seen the furish not that way. So the Gemara said, when Ula heard the kasha, Omar Ula. Ula said as follows. Chagal Oy Meide Yadam Ay Kami Rabbana. Chagal, Rav Chagal to us, but Chagal to Ula, doesn't know how the Rabbanan explain different Mishnayos and Braises. And Tiyufta Kamoisev, Abba Efrei Kashas. If you don't know how to learn up a Braisa, you can't ask a Kasha from a Braisa. Now, what exactly did Rav Chagah not know, which ultimately is the reason that this is not going to be a kasha on Ula, because Hachad is my eskunin. Ula said the Rabbanan already made an akimt in this Braisa. They said it's talking about with the chaymes that fell into the grisin, fell into grisin that was cold. And also the wine, when it fell into the adashim, it fell into adashim that was cold. What's the difference? The difference is that although it's true, yayin shenafal l'teich adashim is nois tam lefka, but that's only if it's roischin. That's only if it's hot, not if it's cold. And it's true, chaymes shenafal l'teich grisin is nois tam lefka, but again, it's only if it's roischin, but not if it's cold. But in our situation, it fell in when it was cold. Okay, so what's the machlik? It's vehir sichon. And then afterwards, it was heated up so that later it started to be poikin. But the point is, it's nasa kamish ishpiach l'b'soi poikin. This is a case of ishpiach l'b'soi poikin. You have to know why it's nasa kamish. L'chayr, it's the real thing. I'm Berishayim. But it's nasa kamish ishpiach l'b'soi poikin. V'asar, it's for that reason, Rav Meir holds that it's going to be awesome. And Echinami said, Ulo, if something would be poikin meikara, there's no question in the world that Allah it would be. I'll leave it to Rav Meir that it would be mutar. So again, Ulo said his chiddush that the machloik is Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is dafka if it was ishpiach l'b'soi poikin. But if it's poikin meikara, there's no such halacha. Isvei Rav Chagal Ula from what would seem to be a mefurish b'raisa, but Ula responded that if you know how the Rabbanon were mefarish this b'raisa, you know that this kasha is really not a kasha. Either way, we mentioned there's two shitas in terms of understanding machlokes from Rav Shimon, Ula, Rav Yochanan. We just mentioned Ula. Here comes Rav Yochanan holds. But poigim kara machlokes from Rav Shimon is fakert. It's bepoigim meikara because Rav Meir holds there's no such thing as noisim tam lufkama. What's the hezber? Oh, that's already mefurish yesterday's daf. You learned it from Geulei Nachrim. But the Gemara said ibayilu. The Bnei Shita had a shaylo and shitas Rav Yochanan. Bepoigim me. When Rabbi Yochanan said the machlokes is b'poigim meikara, did he mean it's dafka b'poigim meikara? Avul hishpiach l'b'soi pogam, but if it was hishpiach l'b'soi pogam, divrei hakol, everybody's going to hold aser. Oy dilma, or maybe bein bezu or bein bezu machlokes. Well, maybe when Rabbi Yochanan said b'poigim meikara machlokes, he meant that the machlokes is sai b'poigim meikara, and also hishpiach l'b'soi pogam. And the Gemara says, teiku, for that we're going to have to wait shal yo atishbi to come and tell us what the answer is. So what's Rabbi Yochanan shita? Rabbi Yochanan shita is the other shita. Really, the first shita, and that is the machlokes is hagufa whether there's something called leisat tam lefkam or not. But the Gemara has an ibaya that the Gemara leaves as an ibaya. A teiku. And that is, Rabbi Yochanan holds the machlokes is dafka b'poigim meikara. But if it's a shpiach l'b'soi pogam, that maybe everybody holds that it's going to be aser based on the lumdus of the Rishonim, which is shitas Rav Meir aliba de ula, or maybe holds bein bezu or bein bezu machlokes. Now we're going to get back to this because as much as the Gemara here is going to leave it as a teiku, and really you can very easily walk away from the daf as it being a teiku, but we're going to speak out of Tosfos in the course of the daf, where Tosfos is going to prove from Amud Beis that as much as the Gemara said teiku on Amud Aleph, but on Amud Beis we're actually going to have achra. It's a little bit of suspense and foreshadowing, but by the time we're finished with the daf, this is not going to be a takeaway anymore. We're actually not going to have to wait for Eliyahu Atishbi to be Mevasub Surah's Tovis. We're going to know before that maybe Eliyahu Navi will come before we make it to Amud Beis. But if not, we'll know on Amud Beis. Okay, Gemara. Amar Rav Amram. So Rav Amram na Amorisen. Efshe Yisal Had Rav Yochanan. V'lo Itanyu Lo B'masnisen. Rav Amram heard what Rav Yochanan said. that there's no such thing as Nois Talmud Gan. And he was very taken aback, just like we were, right? We were Mechavim to Rav Amram. He was very, very taken aback. And he said, it can't be this Ramea is not mentioned in a Mishnah somewhere. Now, why does Ramea have to be mentioned in a Mishnah? First of all, it's not Mishnah's Ramea, right? He is the Mishnah. So, I can't believe, said Rav Amram, that there's no Mishnah nowhere, anywhere I should say, where this sheet of Rameir is expressed that Nois and Tam Lefgam is going to be us. Right? Everyone thinks Nois and Tam Lefgam is water. What do you mean? There's a sheet of Rameir not that way. So Mishlam, according to Ula, it's not true. Because according to Ula, even Rameir is more than Nois and Tam Lefgam. Rameir grabbed the holes in Shpiach. He holds up a big lumbus in Taruvas. The fact that that's not a Mishnah doesn't bother anybody. But if Rameir, if he scoffs at the whole institution of Nois and Tam Lefgam, Erg is in a Mishnah, it has to be. And Rav Amram said, we're probably missing something. Let's see if we can go figure it out. So the Gemara says, Nafak, he went out, Dok, he was Medayik, Ashkach. And he found a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is in Mesechtes Arla, it's Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. What does the Mishnah say? Sa'ar Shal Chulin. If somebody had Sa'ar, Zoratag, sourdough, of Chulin, Shenafel Teicha Isa, and it fell into Isa, V'yesh Boy Kedei L'Hachmitz, and had enough to make the Isa rise. V'chmitza, and it rose. V'achakach Nafel Sa'ar Shal Truma. And after the Sa'ar Shal Chulin fell into the Isa, Sa'ar Shal Truma fell in. Oy Sa'ar Shal Kilei Akem, or Sa'ar of Kilei Akem. Point is, things that are usher to eat, right? Truma is machalas asuris to a zar. Kilei Akerem is machalas asuris to everybody. The Eishba Gedei Lahachmetz, and that sa'ar of Truma and the sa'ar of Kilei Akerem also had the ability to be machmetz. Usher, the Tana Kama, this Mishnah says, it's going to be usher. Rav Shimon Mater, and Rav Shimon said that it's going to be mutter. Now, the Gemara assumed that for sure the machlekes over here is Nois Tamufka. In other words, Rav Shimon Mater is Rav Shimon who's the makel Nois Tamufka. And the Tana Kama, the anonymous Tana, who says Aser is Rameir, Stam Mishnah is Rameir, and it's because he's a machmer in the sugya of Nois and Tam Lefkan. So what's going on over here, for sure the Gemara understands is Nois and Tam Lefkan. Now why would it be Nois and Tam Lefkan? What is even the reason for it? So the reason is as follows. Because if you want dough to rise, you put Sa'ar in the dough. But once the dough has the requisite amount of Sa'ar, if you put more Sa'ar into it, now it's already going to be pogumet, because it's going to now rise too much. It's going to be a big balagan. So that actually goes ahead and it shtares it. So presumably, what's the machlekes? The Tanakama, who's Rameir, who says aser, he holds it's aser because we have to reckon now with the fact that you put Shumo or Kili Akerem into this taruvus. Ah, it's pogumet. He holds Nois Tam Lefgam is aser. Rav Shimon Mata, because he holds Nois Tam Lefgam is motor. Now, Zok the Gemara, Vahach over here, the Pogame Karuhu. This, the minute you went ahead and you put in that second round of Sa'ar, it was Pogamit. Why? Because the first round was already enough to do what it needed to do. Upligi Yetzidah Machlekes. So, what do you see? It's a Mefurisha Mishnah that what? That Nois Tam Lefgam is Aser, even when it's Pogame Karuhu. So, Nafagdaf Ashkach, he found the Mishnah over here in Mesechtes Arla. But the Gemara says, Amr Abzeir heard this and he said, I don't know if you have a Raya over here to shoot this Rabbi Yochanan, because I could tell you, Shani Isa, dough is different. Why? And the way Rashi explains is that it's true, when you put too much Zoratag into Isa, it is Poygim the Isa, but it makes the Isa into Zoratag. Now it turns it into Sa'ar. So as much as you're being Poygimit from an Achilas Isa perspective, you're actually being Mashpiachit from a Sa'ar perspective. So it could be the Yisoid of Rameir in this mission is because he holds his Nois Tam Lefgam. Agam, if you wanted to eat it now, you wanted to make a sandwich out of it, turn it into a baguette, you would just Nois Tam Lefgam. But then again, if you want to use it as Sa'ar, it's Nois Tam Lefgam. So it could be this Machlokes Reb Shimon and Rameir is not a Machlokes in foundationally Nois Tam Lefgam Mutter Aser. Fakir, everybody holds Nois Tam Lefgam, B'chai Gavna would be Mutter, because the only time there's a Nois Tam Lefgam Asa Libid Rameir is where it was Mashpiach first. But in this case, according to Rameir, it could be it was Mashpiach. It was Mashpiach Meikar, and it still be Mashpiach. And it could be that's the Yisrael Shittis Rameir. The bottom line is, you have no Raya. So the Gemara says, Toshma, that although there's no Raya to Shittas Rabbi Yochanan from a Mishnah, but maybe we can prove it from a Braisa. Again, what did Rabbi Amram say? Efshi Yisrael Lahad Rabbi Yochanan L'Tanya L'Mam Masnisen. So it would have been great if we were able to find a Mishnah. Not to give it away. We're not going to be able to. This is the closest we got, but we're not going to be able to. But what's the second best thing? There's always a Braisa. And the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa. Now, this is a fun Braisa, because as we're going to see, it's made up of three parts. There's the Reisha, there's the Mitzias, and there's the Seifa. Shlisha Bavi, right? Always makes it exciting. Only one Lishna. If there were two Lishinas, it'd be even too much fun. But it's one Lishna, but three Bavis. And the Gemara here, just to precap this fun braisa is going to bring the reisha and the mitziyasa, and we're going to be introduced to the sefer when we turn the page. Like the Gemara is going to interrupt the braisa a little bit, but either way, we'll see. Says the Gemara, sar shal truma v'shal chula, and there was sar of truma and of chula. Shnaflu teicha isa. They both fell into isa. Bezekedei lahachmitz, so bezekedei lahachmitz. Again, the nuance of these cases is where it's at. So there was sar of truma and sar of chula. They both fell into isa. Each one had in it kedei lahachmitz, but they fell into vasachas. Meaning, not one and then the other. Both with asachas, each one's able to do whatever it needs to do. The chimtzai, and they both did what they needed to do. Aser, the halacha is it's going to be aser. Rav Shimon matter. Rav Shimon says it's going to be mut. That's the first case. Second case. Nafal shal tshuma tchila. What would be if the tshuma fell in first? Divrei hakol aser. Everyone holds it's going to be aser. Meaning, when the tshuma fell in, there was nothing else. And it was for sure mashbiach, right? So for sure it's going to be aser. Nafal shal chulin. What if chulin fell? Va'achakach nafal shal tshuma. This is all part of the middle case. If chulin would fall and then tshuma would fall, oishal kili akarim, or after the chulin fell, kili akarim fell, there, aser, it's going to be aser. Reb Shimon matter. Reb Shimon holds that it's going to be mutter. So again, what are the two cases? The first case is where Sar Shal Truma and Shal Chulin both fell into the Isa. Bezekedei Lahachmitz, Bezekedei Lahachmitz, Machloikis, Tanakama, and Reb Shimon. Tanakama holds Asa, Reb Shimon holds Mutter. The second case is really made up of two parts. The first part of the second case is where Truma fell in first, Divrei HaKoel Asa. The second part is when Chulin fell in first, and then afterwards Truma or Kilei HaKerem fell in. There too, the Tanakama says Asa, Reb Shimon holds Mutter. The Gemara again is assuming that what's going on here in this Braisa is Nois Tamavkar. And if that's the case, who's the Tanakama? It's Rameh. So we're putting names to the faces. It's a Machlokes Rameh, Rav Shimon says, the Gemara, the Hachacha in this case. Which case? The middle case. The case where first the Chulin fell and then the Truma fell. Where, like in the previous case, it's a Machlokes Rameh, Rav Shimon, the Pagamei Kara, where it was Pagamei Kara. Why was it Pagamei Kara? Because when the Sa'ar of Chulin fell in, it did everything it needed to do. Now when the Truma, the Kilei HaKerem comes in, the minute it falls in, it's already being Pagan. Upliki, and you see this Machlokes. So says the Gemara, that I think I have a Raya, from this part of the Braisa, that there's a Machlokes Remeir Reb Shimon, even where it's Pagamei Kara, another Remeir who holds that Nois Tamlof Gam is a problem, holds it's a problem, even when it's Pagamei Kara. Now what are you going to be Doicha? You're going to say, didn't we just talk about this? Has anyone been paying attention? The Chitema says the Gemara, you're going to be doichin, and you're going to tell me, what do you mean? We just said it a second ago, right? That was the nafak dokfa ashkach of the Mishnah, and the Gemara was doichin. And what was the dichoy based on Reb Zeira? That what? That it could be the yisoyda shittas rameir is not nois in tam lefkan, where it's pagam yikar is going to be a problem. But it's based on the fact that the soir was just mashbir. But the Gemara says, I hear, but tashma may seifa, but this is a seifa. Now this seifa, we didn't see yet. This is the last part, right? The seifa on the medal was really the mitzvahs. Tashma from a seifa, yayin shenofa l'teichadosh, and that pricing continues. And says, if wine falls into lentils, or chaimitz falls into split peas, which we know already from the beginning of the sugya. This is nice time of gam schayr. Aser the halach is it's going to be aser. Reb Shimon matter again. Reb Meir says it's aser, and Reb Shimon holds it's mutter. Now the hacha nami the pagamei karu pligi. This is pagamei karu, and you see there's a machlokes. So you see Reb Meir holds that nice time of gam, even where it's pagamei karu, is going to be an issue. Now again, what would you say if you're paying attention to the entire daf? What are you talking about? We would doicha this. This was Rav Chagas Kasha and Ula. What did Ula say? Chagas has no idea what the Rabbana never said to explain a Mishnah and a Braisa and a Freik Tiuftis, right? The Chitema says, the Gemara Hachinam, you'll tell me the same teretz. That what? Kiddushani, like Ula, the Rav Chagas, like Gemara's holding cup. Holding cheshbon and all the drama here. You're going to say the same thing that Ula told Rav Chaga, which was that maybe it's talking about where it was soinin in and then later it was heated up. But the Gemara says, you can't say that. You know why you can't say that? Because umi pligi kishishpiach lebasoif pagan. Could you say that the case is talking about, this is gishmak, if we hold cheshbon, that it was hishpiach lebasoif pagan, and that's the machlokes over here? V'haktani, one of the cases of the Braisa, it's the first part of the mitziyasa. Sen nafal shal truma tchila. That at first Truma fell in, Divrei HaKoel Aser. Everybody holds that it's going to be Aser. Now, what's the case of Nafal Shal Truma Tchila that everybody holds it's going to be Aser? Because once the Truma falls in, at that point, it's for sure Aser. I later, after the Truma fell in, what happened? I, after the Truma fell in, now the Chulin fell in. And once the Chulin fell in, now there's too much Zoetai. And once there's too much Zoetag, now it comes out that what was Mashpiach made Karas being pagan. I don't care about that. Must be, it's because Divrei HaKoel, even Reb Shimon holds, that to the extent it's Mashpiach Lebesoy Pagan, there's no halacha, no Yisitam Lefkan. So you see, Mineu Bey in the Braisa, that even Rav Shimon, who's the greatest Mekel, knows the Talmud of God, but he holds if Truma falls in first, once it asses, then it asses. What do you mean? When the Chulin falls in later, you'll tell me, what do you mean? What could change? The Chulin fell in. I'll tell you what changed, because now it makes that all the Sa'ar is being Pagim. And if all the Sa'ar is being Pagim, now all of a sudden it should be Mutter. But Afilu Hachitzasar. If Afilu Hachitzasar means Rav Shimon's sheet is that where it's Pagim Eikara, it's going to be an Ar. So what's the Machlis from Rav Shimon? So what are Meir and Rav Shimon arguing about? If Pagim, if where it's Mashpiach, let's say Pagim, Rav Shimon's Moida, that it's going to be Aser, so what's Machlis? Machlis must be, but Pagim Eikar, Ela Shmamino, Pagim Eikar, Machlis Shmamino, it must be that that's the case where the Machlis is. It says the Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you a right. You want a MacArthur, Rav Yochanan, you're right. Nothing tough for Ashkach. And this is a dog and an ashkach. This requires a little bit of work. But at the end of the day, there's no question in the world. The Gemara says that this Rabbi Yochanan, who holds a Ramea, holds no such thing as Eisbaum of Kam, is going to have a Makar. Guess what? The good news is, it has a Makar. And where is the Makar? The Makar is, really, from the Seifa of the Braisa. What's the Seifa of this Braisa? On Amud Aleph, we had a Reisha and a Mitzayasa. On Amud Beis, we're introduced to the Seifa. The Seifa is the same exact case. It's really Rav Chagas Braisa that he asked on Ula from. It's that same exact story, where there was wine that fell into Adoshim, there was Chemis that fell into Grisin, Machleks remained in Rav Shimon, whether it's going to be Asa, whether it's going to be Mutter. Ordinarily, you'd be able to say that maybe the case is talking about where it fell into Tzoyninin, where it was Mashpiach first, and then later it began to be Poygim, and it's then and only then that Ramei holds as Asa. But if you would say that, you would have to say that Rav Shimon holds a nice time of Kam is Mutter, where it's Mashpiach, Poygim. And we know Minei Obey in this price that that's not true. And then how do we know Minei Obey? Because Nafel Shal Truma Tchila Divri Akal Aser. Divri Akal Aser, even Rav Shimon, and even if the Chulin fell in afterwards. What do you mean? Because it was Mashpiach Meikara. Aser, you see, if it's Mashpiach Meikara, Rav Shimon holds, it's going to be Aser. If that's the case, it must be where Rav Shimon says Mutter, it's talking about where it was Pogum Meikara. And if that's when Rav Shimon said that it's Mutter, it has to be that that's when Rav Meir holds, it's going to be Aser. This is a Raya, the Shitas Rav Yochanan, Hafla Vafel. There's two Tosfos that I think are worth mentioning. The first Tosfos that I think is worth mentioning is, Tosfos says that this Gemara was really a very, very wordy Gemara. And if the Gemara wanted, it could have gone B'lashon Kitzara, and the Gemara could have very easily found a Makar to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. All the Gemara Tosfos says needed to do was quote one line of this Braisa. Nafal shel tru matchila divrei hakol asa. That's what Tosfos says. All the Gemara needed to quote was literally, we have a Reisha, a Mitzayasa, a Seif. We're not even finished with the Braisa. The Gemara is going to be very busy with this on Amud Beis. I mean, we're on Amud Beis already, but the Gemara is going to continue being busy with it on Amud Beis. But really, those five words would have told us the whole story. Nafel shel tru matchila divrei hakol asa. Why? Because if Nafel shel tru matchila divrei hakol asa, and it means even who, even Rav Shimon, that means Rav Shimon holds that if it's Mashpiach, Ula b'soiv pogam, that loch is, it's going to be awesome. Now, we know this machlokes from Rav Shimon, where the nice time of Kam is mutter, nice time of Kam is awesome. We didn't need this Braisa to introduce machlokes. We knew that from yesterday, 7.5 years ago. That we knew already from Samach Zayin Amad Beis. The Gemara already brought. This is the greatest machlokes, right? Echad nois in Tamlof Gan, the Echad nois in Tamlof Shvach, Osti Vira Meir. Rav Shimon, Rav Shvach, Osti Vira Meir. Everybody knows this. The Shaila is, I had to learn up this price, a big time machlokes, Ulin Rabbi Yochanan. But the bottom line is that there's a machlokes everybody knows. So if I have this one line in the price, and Nafel Shal Truma, Tchil, Divra HaKolosas, I know Rav Shimon holds, that if it's Mashpil, Chabasai Pogam, it's awesome, must be the machlokes, it was Pogam Ekar. If that's the case, it's a right, Rabbi Yochanan. So Tais is Enechanami. The Gemara didn't need anything other than that one line. Gemara certainly didn't have to bring the Reisha, and the Gemara didn't even need the Sefer. What's the ma'il of bringing the Sefer, right? The Gemara proved it from the Sefer of the Braisa. But that's all true if I don't know independently of this Braisa, there's a Machlokes Ramei and Rav Shimon. So I would need the Sefer to see Minei Ubei in the Braisa that there's a Machlokes Ramei and Rav Shimon, Leisam Afkam as Motor Aser. I know from the Mitzvah, the first part of the Mitzvah, Nabashal, Shumat Chilu Divra Akol Aser. So I'll end up with Chitas Rabbi Yechem. But Tais says, really, we knew there's machlokes from Rav Shimon without the Braisa. I didn't need the Braisa to tell me that. So if I had that one line, Nafal Shal Truma Tchila Divrei HaKol Aser, really, that would tell me the whole story. So why did Gemara bring the whole Braisa? So why the wordiness? So Tais says, B'lashayni Azov, it's the top Tais of Samaches and Medeis, El Denichole Lehevi Kola Braisois Achim Amida Nalo Emes. Good, sometimes the Gemara likes to do this. But the bottom line is, that's the first Tais. Second Tais that's worth mentioning, and this is the last Tais on Samaches and Medeis, is if you remember when the Gemara brought Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan holds that bepoygem eikar machlokes. And the Gemara said, ibo yiluhu, bepoygem eikar machlokes, avad l'shpich, l'psoi pogad v'ra kol ase, oidoma bein bezu machlokes. And we said that we're going to have to wait for Amud Beis or Eliyahu HaNavi, whichever comes first, to know the answer to this question. Well, lie the Amud Beis came first, and we have to speak out this Tosfos. We waited But Tosfos says, you see it mefurish in this braisa, because the braisa says, nafel shel truma tchila, divrei hakol osa, it's mefurish. This is the braisa that is shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and it's mefurish in the braisa, that if it's a shbiach, everybody holds its osa. In other words, the machloikis is not bein bezu, bein bezu. The machloikis is only if it was pogam mi kari. Either way, so we have this braisa, right? Braisa is made up of three parts. It's chaz over the three parts. Part one of the braisa is, Sa'ar shal truma vishal chulin, shenaflu l'teicha isa. Each one has the ability to be machmetz. Each one was machmetz. Machlik is Rameh Reb Shimon. Rameh says aser, and Reb Shimon says mutter. At first glance, this machloikis is the machloikis. Nice to tell of Kam is mutter, nice to tell of Kam is aser. The Gemara of God said you can't prove it from here. The reason you can't prove it from here is because there's always another mahal of hadal nur to braisa. But the bottom is that was the first case. Second case was where nafal shal truma tchila or nafal shal chulin tchila, right? Nafal shal truma tchila, everyone holds it's aser. If it was nafal shal chulin tchila, there too it's a machloikis between Rameh and Reb Shimon. Rameh says aser, Reb Shimon says mutter. And finally, the third case was where Yayin fell into Adashin, Chaimitz fell into Greisin, where there too it's machloikis between Rameir and Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Hani plusi bavi diktani lamadi. Why do I need all three cases of the Brais? So Gemara says like this, Bishlam above the Seifa, Bishlam the last case. What's the last case? Where the Yayin fell into the lentils, or the vinegar fell in to the split peas. So that I need why, because Kamashul and Pagamekar Machlaikis. That is the Machlaikis Ramey Reb Shimon of Pagamekar. And by the way, even though you'll tell me, don't you know the Machlaikis Ramey Reb Shimon from yesterday? True, but this is another price. It's telling me the Machlaikis. It's not a cash in the price of why you're telling me this. So that's the reason. Mitziyasa Nami, I need the middle case, Hishpiach Lubasayf Pagamekar Lasser, to tell me that halacha, that everybody holds, that Hishpiach Lubasayf Pagam is going to be us, which, by the way, was also the raya that the machloikis is where it's pagamei kara. El reisha lomali, but the Gemara's kasha is, why do I need the reisha? Why do I need the first case? Why do I need the case where they both fell in? Each one has the ability to be machmetz. And what's the kasha? Hashta, madach, umas seifa, to leka mashpech kla. Madach in the seifa. We are the iser is not being mashpiach at all. Right? Why is the Issen not being mashpich at all? Because the minute the Yayin fell into the Adashin, or the minute the Chaimetz fell into the Grisin, it automatically was being Poygim. And still the Halach is what? Asri Rabban, Rameh holds it's going to be Aser. So Reisha the Kamashpach, in the Reisha, where it is being mashpich, l'chatchilo. Mi boya, do I need to know that according to Rameh, it's going to be Aser? What does it mean that in the Reisha, it's being mashpich? Why in the Reish is it being mashpiach? The reason it's being mashpiach in the Reisha is because although Sai the Truma and Sai the Chulin, each in the Reisha had the ability to be machmetz, but the reality is they were put in together. And being that they were put in together, each one was doing its thing. Now, you didn't need both of them. And the Igloi Milsa that at the end of the day, it's going to end up being pogrom. But b'shas maisa, when you put it in, each one is doing its thing. And if Rameir holds that the halach is it's going to be aser in the third case, where the minute you put it in, it was being pagan. So certainly in this case, where it's mashpiach abyssal, then for sure you would think it's aser. So the Gemara's kasha is, so why do I need the reisha? And for the Gemara, very posh the teretz, reisha l'Reb Shimon itzrich, I taka don't need the reisha aliba de Rameir. I need the reisha aliba de Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon who's mekel, Reb Shimon who holds that nois and tam lefkam is mutter. So if I would only have the safe, I would know Reb Shimon holds nois and tam lefkam is mutter, where it's pagamei kara. But in this case, where it starts off being mashpich a little bit, I would think not. Kamash mutter, Reb Shimon holds that even in this case, it's going to be mutter. But the Gemara is going to add a starker punchline into the Reishal Reb Shimon Itzrich. It's not just Reishal Reb Shimon Itzrich, because I wouldn't know from the Sefer. I would actually think the Halach is fakert. And the Gemara is going to give a very geshmaka reason why. V'hochi kamalei Rabbanu Reb Shimon. In fact, the way you read the Brice, you have to know why the Gemara is making this a Kimta. Again, I am very shaylim. But the Rabbanon are talking to Reb Shimon in the Brice, and they're telling him as follows. Isa zu ru'uya lahachmetz b'shtei shayis. This Isa, when the person had the Isa, and you put the Sa'ir of Truma, and you put the Sa'ir of Chulin, each one has the ability to do its thing. And you put that in Mevas Achas. And now it rises. Be'etzen, this Isa, had you only put one of them in, it would have rose in 2 hours. Mi garam l'shatachmetz b'sha'achas. What caused it to rise now in 1 hour? Iser. It's the Iser. Kuptachois, that really the Iser is being mashpiach. And if the Iser is being mashpiach, so what's the halacha? the halacha should be that even if later it ends up being pogum, it should be mutter. In other words, if you think about it, that, or it should be yasa, I'm sorry. If you think about it, Rav Shimon held in the mitziyasa that if it's a shpiach l'basayv pogam, the halacha is, it's going to be yasa. Really, the first case is also a case of a shpiach l'basayv pogam. The reason it's a case of shpiach l'basayv pogam is because when you put the iser in, it started doing its thing. Now, it's not as dramatic as in the mitziyasa. In the mitziyasa, you put the truma in, it caused everything to rise. Now, the minute you went ahead and you put the chuin in, it already had done its thing, 100%. Good. But in the Reish's case, Enochinami, the Issa didn't cause it to rise 100% on its own, but it was definitely assisting. And the Gemara is demonstrating that by saying that without the Issa, it would have taken 2 hours, now it took 1 hour. And if that's the case, it comes out it was Mashpiach L'chayra on some level. Once it's Mashpiach L'chayra, what should that halacha be? That halacha should be that it should be Aser. And if that's the case, why is it that Reb Shimon's matter? So the reason we needed the Reisha was to bring out this point. And that is that why, according to Reb Shimon, is it going to be mutter? You would think it wouldn't be mutter. Kamash won that it's going to be mutter. Now, the embassy have to know why Taka is a mutter. Now, the way the Gemara is phrasing the Brais is if the Rabbanon are talking to Reb Shimon. Right? Pashi, read the Brais. Rabbanon said Rabbanon, Reb Shimon said Reb Shimon. Right? Throughout this Brais, it is Rabbanon and Reb Shimon. So that's what's going on over here. But the Gemara is like phrasing it a little bit like the Rabbanon talking to Reb Shimon. And if that's the case, Reb Shimon now needs to respond. So the Gemara says, now I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is Reb Shimon's going to explain. He's going to say, Kishishbichu shneim hishbichu, kishapogmu shneim pogmu. The nafkamina is that being that in the resha, the iser was not mashpiachet on its own, it was only mashpiachet together with the iser. So it's for that reason we look at it as different. If the iser was mashpiach on its own, so then you have the halacha of mashpiach l'basayv pogam, it's going to be a problem. If, however, it was only mashpiachet together with the heter, so then already we don't view it as being the same way. But the Gemara says, I don't know what the difference is. The Reb Shimon, it's tarif, hetev v'issa b'hadi adadi v'litzer. Meaning, who cares that the iser is not doing it on its own? But together with the heter, it is going ahead and it is being mashpiachit. So at the end of the day, it should still be considered a case, you are mashpiachit l'basayv pogam. Now, the shakla v'tari is a little bit shver to understand, right? It's very saucy. Rashi doesn't explain. Rashi says it's together, so who cares it's together? So what is exactly the shakla v'tari? But the way the Rishonim explain it, just a little bit of extra havana, it goes something like this. What's the yisoid of a shpiach l'basayv pogam? That it's going to be aser. So we spoke this out in the precap to the shir. The yisoid is that once the davar aser is mashpiach, so it comes down, now the whole Taruvus becomes aser. I mean that the whole Taruvus becomes aser. So now later it's pogam. You can't rely on the fact that the Sibas Isser is nice tam lefka. Now you would need that the whole Taruvus should have an issue with it. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a problem. In the case where the Isser is mashpiach at 100%, so you put Isser, it was mashpiach, it was nice tam lefka, nice tam lefka, nice tam lefka. Now it became aser 100% with Isser. So now you want to go ahead and you want to make a multiple. We'll say pogam, now you're running into that sfar of the Rishon. If, however, when it asr b'chatchila, it only asr together with heter, so it comes out, if you look at the Isser b'fnei atzmoy, really the Isser did not have the ability to be mashpiach. It didn't have the ability to be mashpiach, because it was only mashpiach together with the heter. And being that it was only mashpiach together with the heter, I look at the Isser as if it's a nice tam lefgam, and I don't look at it as if it was something that was mashpiach, I betziruf with the heter was mashpiach. So betziruf with the heter was mashpiach, let that be enough. Says the Gemara that Reb Shimon v'tameh, the Amar holds, afilu issa v'issa nami loy mitzdarfi. Reb Shimon has a shita that if you mitzdarf two different types of isurim to create a taruv of issa d'alochas, it's not mitzdarfi. So for example, if somebody has a half a shear of orla and a half a shear of truma or a half a shear of kilei akerem, even though they're mitzdarf together to have a full shear that you shouldn't have a bittel, d'alocha is that they're not mitzdarf. There's a machloik, it's whether it's mitzdarif or not. The Tanakam holds mitzdarif. Reb Shimon holds it's not mitzdarif. So if you see Reb Shimon holds that two isurim are not mitzdarif, then Issa the Heter is certainly not going to be mitzdarif. And this Isser we could only say was properly mashpiach, and this taruva is to the extent that it was mashpiach. It could only be mashpiach, betziruf. If it's not betziruf, then we look at it as something that would be bottled because it's nice to tam lefkam. It's not nice to the shvach unless it's physically being mashbich and going to be mashbich. But Tziruf, Reb Shimon holds two isurim are not mitzdarif in the taruvus. You have to look at it individually. So I'd have to look at the iser individually, the heter individually, that iser individually, being that it didn't have its own ability to be mashbich. Now, it was mashbich, but Tziruf, but individually it didn't have the ability to be mashbich. It's not considered hishbich mitchila, and if it's not hishbich mitchila, it's for that reason, in that case, it's going to be mutter. But again, the Gemara just went through the postscript to try to figure out why I needed all three cases. The third case, working backwards, which is the way the Gemara works it through. The third case of the Brayis is the Machlokes Ramei Reb Shimon Neisan Kamuter Rasa, and specifically that the Machlokes is where it's Pogam Eikar. Meir holds that even if it's Pogam Eikar, the Alachas Neisan Tam Lufkam is going to be Aser. The middle case is that if it's a Shpiach, Lebesay Pogam, Divri Akol, even Reb Shimon, which was a take one of it off, even Reb Shimon holds that it's going to be Aser. And the first case is a case where you have a situation where it was Mashpiach, Lebesay Pogam, but it was only Mashpiach Betziruf. It was only Mashpiach Betziruf with Heter. That's not going to be considered a case of Mashpiach Lebesay Pogam. And that's why, according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be a regular night of Tam Lufkam, where it's going to be Mutter. And this concludes the first part of today's daf, which is the overwhelming majority of the daf. Moving along. Ahu achbara, there was a mouse. The nafal l'chavisa de shichra, it fell into a barrel of beer. Asrei rab lahu shichra. Rab said, no one's allowed to drink this beer. Now, I don't know why anybody would want to drink this beer, but no one's allowed to drink this beer. Amru abban kabid rab sheishis. Rabban came to rab sheishis, and they said, neymar kosova rab, noitzitam lefkam osir. Why would rab say it's osir? Oh, because the achbar, which is a non-kosher animal, was maflit into the beer. Stach nois et tam lefkam 101. So is it because maybe the Rebbe, Rav holds, nois et tam lefkam is really awesome? So this is what Rabbanu told Rav Sheshes. Amlu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, no, ba'al musav, Rav, nois et tam lefkam is mutter. Really, Rav holds, nois et tam lefkam is mutter. V'hoch over here, chidishu. This is a chidish. And by the way, this svar is the chidish. V'hoch o chidishu. Domimis ma'is, because really an achbar is a disgusting creature. U'bedili in shemine. And people naturally don't eat mice, right? Yet the Torah went ahead and answered it. So I was thinking out loud, why would the Torah have answered an achbar if it's something that people usually go away from anyways? Probably to be moisef a chiddish in Hilchas Macholas Asuris that I otherwise want to know. If I would have used my logic to know that an achbar is a non-kosher animal, I would have assumed that it has to conform to the rules and regulations of Machalas Asuras. But now that the Torah went out of its way to tell me that it's Asur, it's probably to be Mechadish something. And you know what that Chiddish is? Nois and Tam Lufkam, Nami Asur, that even Nois and Tam Lufkam is going to be Asur. So Abadu, don't take out of this that Rav holds Ba'am and Nois and Tam Lufkam is Asur. When it comes to a mouse, yeah, all day, every day, Nois and Tam Lufkam is going to be Asur. Why? Because the Chiddush Torah even had to say that a mouse is a brown. But in Kola Torah Kula, Nois Tam Lufkam is really going to be Mutter. So the Gemara says, Omele Rabbanu Rav Sheshes. After Rav Sheshes said Pshad and Rav. So again, Rav Sheshes is a Talmud Mugav of Rav. And Rav Sheshes is saying that Rav holds that Nois Tam Lufkam is really Mutter when it comes to an Achbar. Because of this far, why did Torah have to tell me it's Asur? Oh, probably to Mechadish, here Nois Tam Lufkam is going to be Asur. So Rabbanu Tal Rav Sheshes, Oy Bazoy, Litam Melach V'yovesh. The halacha should be that Achbar should be tame, whether it's lach or whether it's yavesh. Why do you learn in the Mishnah metame lach ve'metame yavesh? As it relates to the Shemayin Shvatzim that are tame, so the Mishnah says they're metame when they're lach, when they're moist, but they're not metame when they're yavesh. They're not metame when they're dry. Pashup Shad is when it's lach, it's like a sheretz. Once it's yavesh, then it's already yavesh. Then it's like afar. So it's not metame anymore. But the Rabbanu told Rav Sheshes, according to your logic, I can argue that why do Torah have to tell me Shmoyne Shvatzim is tame? So people will stay away from it? Who's going to drezech? Who's going to play in the sandbox with Shmoyne Shvatzim? Nobody, right? So people naturally know to separate from it. Elamai, if the Torah told me it's tame, it's probably to be mechadish something in the Hilchas Tumah. What's the Torah coming to be mechadish in the Hilchas Tumah? That even though you would think in Svar it should only be tame lach, afilu hachi, here it's going to be tame yavish. Yet that's not the case. So what do you see from here? Hey, this whole svara is not a real svara, but Rashi adds to that. Rashi says, you see from here, that must be that people probably are not as pirish from the Shmoyne Shvatzim as you think they are. And as a result, the whole premise of the svara is not even a premise. But the bottom line is a good pircha on it. But the Gemara says that Rav Sheshes responded. He said, according to you, you're asking that a sheret should be metamel lach v'yavish. Would you also ask that shichva zera should be metamel lach v'yavish? Meaning, would you ask that question as well? Because shichva zera is also something people are b'dili. Alametan, why are we learning a mishnah metamel lach v'metamel yavish? Elamai yisach lameim. But what's the reason that you didn't even ask that? Because you understand there's no havamin in the world that shichva zera should be metamel yavish. Even though your kasha of shmeida shorches should be metamel yavish equally applies to shichva zera, but you yourself knew not that, right? You didn't ask that. You didn't say oy bazoy shmeida shorches meshichva zera. You knew not that. I people are b'dilim mineh, but the answer is very poshut because shich vazera amar achmano, and what that means is beruuya lehazria. It has to be in a state of shich vazera where it's ruya to be mazria, and shich vazera can only be mazriach v'tzlach. It can't be mazriach v'tziyavish. Hachanami. So too, I'll tell you as it relates to the shmoyne shrotzim. It says b'moysam that metame b'moysam amar achmano ke'im moysam. They have to be in a state where it's ke'im moysam. So. Being that when it's lach, it's kei moisam. When it's yavish, it's not kei moisam. Can't bring me around. So la'olam, I'll tell you, my svar is a good svar. Huh? And that is that Rav holds, la'olam, noisatam lefkam is mutter. When it comes to an achbar, noisatam lefkam is going to be yasef. Why? Because why would the Torah tell me that an achbar is a problem? L'chair, it's pashit. Elamai, there's a chiddush going on over here. The chiddush is that it's more chomer in hilchas macholas asuros. What's that extra chomer in hilchas macholas asuros that noisatam lafgam, which kol haterukula is going to be mutter over here, is going to be aser? Why don't we apply the same logic to the toma? We should say that it's metama. What would be the equivalent thereof in noisatam lafgam in the world of toma yavish? We should say that it's metama yavish. The answer is exeris hakosef. True. Could have said that. It's true, but it says b'moysam, and b'moysam means ke'ein moysam, and if it's not ke'ein moysam, this is not going to be an issue. But the Gemara says, maskel v'Rav Simi Nadar. Rav Simi Nadar heard this whole shmooze, and he asked the kash, he said, me mos? An achbar is mos? V'halei oival shulcha malachim. Not only is it not mos, right? The kings at the royal feasts, at the royal banquets, they used to eat it. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Simi Narda. He said, I hear you have to say there's two dinim in an achba. Altsot tzvei dinim. You have to say, like kasha, habid de dabra, habid de masa. There were the urban mice, and then there was the suburban mice. So the ones that lived in the urban areas, Rashi says, ma'os. But the ones that lived in the suburbs, that middle to upper class, right? They take care of themselves a little bit better. And because of that, those mice, those attack oil al shulchan malachim, this whole shmooz is talking about the achbar that's not oil al shulchan malachim, the one of the masa, and the one of the davra. No, this is a delicacy. And as a result, this is going to be different. The bottom line is, Rav said that an achbar that falls into a chavis of sheikhar, even though it's technically, you would think, noisatam lefkam, afilu achis gidabi asr, and it's based on the idea that when it comes to this, noisatam lefkam is asr. I don't call it terukul, noisatam lefkam is mutter, but this is a chiddush that an achbar is even a problem. I mean that it's a chiddush that an achbar is even a problem, so over here the chiddush tells me that what? That even though call it terukul, noisatam lefkam is mutter, over here the noisatam lefkam is going to make it asr. Amar Rava, Rava said, hilchas and noisatam lefkam mutter. Talach is nice to come as mutter. The achbra b'shichra, but when it comes to achbra b'shichra, not in my time of the Rav. I know Rav said it's aser, but I don't know why Rav said it's aser. And I have two tzedakim. Im mishum dekosav noisam lefkam aser. Is it because he held noisam lefkam as aser? But being that I just said hilchza noisam lefkam as mutter, then v'les hilchza gavase. So the halach is not going to be like him. Im mishum dekosav noisam lefkam as mutter, or it's because he holds that noisam lefkam is really mutter. The achbra b'shichra. And really, if you put an achbar into sheikhar, it actually makes it taste good. So Rava heard Rav's halacha, and he said, I'm a little bit mesopic and had to understand Rav. Is Pshat and Rav because he held the noisatam lefkam is aser, or Pshat and Rav is he held that it's mashbich? Now, Rav has two tzedakim how to learn Rav. None of them are the way Rav Sheshes learned. How did Rav Sheshes learn? Rav Sheshes learned that Rav really holds noisatam lefkam is mutter, and the achbar is poikin, but it's a chiddush that the Torah said it's aser. So here we have this bazundere chiddush. It's clear Rava, it does not subscribe to Rav Sheshes' chiddush. He didn't like this pshat. In fact, Rava had a chakira hayadua in the achbar that falls into shichra, but none of his two tzedakim and his chakira was what Rav Sheshes said. But either way, Rava said, I'm a sopik. L'may nafkamina, do we paskin like Rav? That's the nafkamina. If the aside of Rav is noisatam lefkam is aser, then we're not going to paskin on Rav, because we paskin noisatam lefkam is mutter. If it's related to the fact that achbar of a shichra shbuchay mashpach, then the halach is that it's taka going to be also lachas gonna be like Rav. Said the Gemara, Yibayil b'nei Yeshiva had a shayla las merechin vegan an achbar falling into your dinner. So what would be if it was nafal agav chala? What would be if it fell in not to sheikh? It didn't fall into beer, but it fell into vinegar. What's the halacha? Now what's the shayla? So if you look at the top Rashi, Rashi says mi amrinon hachoymitz tamoy kasha. Do we say that the chometz, because it's so strong, so the sheretz has no ability to mashpia, has no ability to impart any time into the chaimitz. The Marshal, right here, says that he thinks the way Rashi understood the Ibayu of the Gemara is that the Ibayu was going according to Rava's second shot. Meaning Rava in the Tzveta Pshat held. That why is it that according to Rav, when the Achbar falls into the Shichra, the Allah says it's going to be Aser, it's because it's Mashbiach. Because Achbar b'Shichra, Ashpuchi Mashbach. It's for that reason he declared, maybe that's only true by Sheikha. But Chumitz is so powerful, it could be doesn't have the ability to do anything to it. If it doesn't have the ability to do anything to it, it's a fakir, then we'll assume it's nice time of Gam. And if it's nice time of Gam, then the Allah is, it's going to be Mutter. Either way, but this was the Bnei Shiva Shaila Amalei Rav Hillel. With a yud, Lirav Ashi, Hava Uvda Bei Rav Kahana, there was a Maisa by Rav Kahana, Va'asa Rav Kahana. And Rav Kahana said that it was Asa. So you have a Mefurish, a Psak for Rav Kahana, that he said in this case it's going to be Asa. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi told Rav Hila, who Imartute Imartit. That was a little bit different. Over there, what happened was the Achba that fell in was actually in pieces. Rashi says it was Chatiches Dakis Ketanois. And being that it was Chatiches Dakis Ketanois, there was actually a Shir Kadosha, it had a proper Shir, that's why it was also over there. It wasn't that we were worried about the blias of the achbar in that case. We were worried about a shtick achbar. If you're worried about a shtick achbar, in that case, it's going to be more chama. The Gemara says, Ravina sava l'shu'uri b'mei v'cha. Ravina, when he was asked this shayla about achbar that fell in to the chaymetz, so this was his ashara. What he felt was, is that we should go ahead and, you know, we shouldn't just say it's mutter, but at the same time, he felt that the sheer bittul should be a more kula de gashir bittul. So whereas ordinarily there's a bittul b'shishin, he said, let's make a kula. Meaning, it's going to be bottle, but you'll need more of the heter in order to be mevatel. So what was his shir? So he said 101. Where did he come up with 101? Because you find that when it comes to truma and arla, there's a musig of a shir bittul of 101. So he felt that I don't want the shir to be the regular shir, right? I said more cool. I think it's really more chamer, right? Depending on how you look at it. But the point is, it's going to be more chamer. It's going to be able to answer the taruvos up until 101. Amar, he said like garam truma. I don't think it should be worse than truma. The tana truma oilav echel meya, right? Truma, you find the shir of echel meya, and that was what he felt. Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Giza l'Ravina, but Rav Tachlifa Bar Giza told Ravina duma ketavlon shel truma. That if you're looking for like a more chamer than gesher, meaning he felt that it should be more chamer. So he said, what's more chamer? What's more chamer is 101. More chamer, I'll tell you more chamer than that. Tavlin shel truma with halachas, it's not bottle at all. Right? So if Yavifel, you're looking for a more chamer than getaruvas, maybe there should be no bittel. Mara says, Rav Achoy shir bechala bechamshin. Rav Achoy, he held that when an achba falls into a chaymetz, the shir is going to be 50. Rav Shmuel Breder of Ika Shir b'Shichra b'Shisin. He held that when it falls into Sheikhra, it's going to be 60. The Hilchas of the Alachas Idiv Idiv b'Shisin. Both of them is Shisin v'Chein b'Chol Yisurim Shavatayra. And by the way, this is the way it works by all Yisurim Shavatayra. What is the Shir Bittul? The Shir Bittul is always b'Shisin. Exhale. So as it relates to Ray, the topic of the last several Ray bites has been the laws of Yayin. Stam Yena, Yayin Nesach, Yayin Shei Yisrael, Shenagaba Oivik Echavim. This has been the Noise. First Raid Bite was an introduction to Stam Yenam Bizman Azeh and the very strange minig that seemed to have been rampant in Meren, in Moravia, where there were Yidden that were being Nichshel in Stam Yenam, the Ramor Ritshuva, it was a censored Tshuva, went through the background to it, based on Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Haim Soloveitchik's thesis. That was the first raid. The second raid bite was the Italian Jews and their wine. So what was a little bit of an issue in Moravia was a very, very big problem when it came to Italy. And we went through that inyan a little bit. The third raid bite, we spoke about a Yid that's a mummer, B'chal Shabbos, B'farhesia, who we know in Hilchas Shechita, in Yerideya 7 days, is treated like Oivik Echavim. What about as it relates to Stam Yena? You ask the man on the street, he's going to tell you, of course it's a problem. And the truth is, Bais Yosef brings it, and the Dargei Moshe brings it, and the Nekudas HaKesef brings it. But astonishingly, the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Shach don't bring it. We'll talk a little bit about that. The fourth Raid Bite was the history of Stam Yenam, the timeline. Which, again, if you ask the man on the street, he'll tell you, what do you mean? It's Yud Ches Dvarim. It's from the Talmidim of Shammai V'Hillel, and that's a pretty good answer. And I've seen that quoted everywhere. But really, when you learn through the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav, what you see is that really the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel could be, it goes back to the times of Daniel, and it's a period of Rebbe Eliezer, and based on which Pshat in the Ramban, you know, Avodah Zarah, Lamed Vav, and the ways you want to work with it, could be it goes all the way back to Pinchas, and Pinchas didn't just make it Aser with a Cherim, and the Bezdin Ha'elyon, and the Bezdin Atachtin, and the Shema Mefirish, and the Ksav of the Luchas, there's a lot happening there. But those were the raid bites that we've spoken to up until this point. I think as it relates to today, it's kedai to talk a little bit about, and I'm using this word very, 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 very loosely, the halacha l'maisa. And the reason I'm using the word loosely, because everything that we're doing now is very much not halacha l'maisa. But just from a more practical standpoint, understanding the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch as it relates to your practical questions of the Eini Yehudi touching your wine, opening the wine, pouring the wine, how it manifests. And again, the hakdama of the Reisha, the Mitziyasa, and the Seifa is that this is 100% not halacha l'maisa. These are very complicated halachas. Not only these complicated halachas, this is the area of halacha where Yisrael kedoshim him, and Klal Yisrael has taken it upon themselves almost illogically and irrationally to be machmer. And it's rooted in Kabbalah and Shla Kodesh, v'chule v'chule. So obviously, to go and to make kal of something that Klal Yisrael takes upon themselves with an incredible stringency would be something that would be a terrible, terrible thing to do. It's not what we're doing. We're going through the Inyan a little bit. We learned through the Gemaras, and we're just going to talk through a little bit Vashtein Shulchan Aruch, and I'll just speak for myself. I think what we're going to arrive at the end of this Reivai is actually going to be quite eye-opening. So I just want to begin with a story. This was a Maisa Shaya Kachoya B'didi Hava Uvda. I was a guest at this party. It was a Shabbos Sheva Brachas, and Baal Simcha had brought with him a very expensive bottle of wine. In fact, it was a 9-liter 2010 Napa Valley Reserve. You can look it up. This is a very, very expensive bottle of wine. And he had the wine in the kitchen, and there was a person, a member of the staff, who was a Yid, and he went and he opened up the bottle of wine. Now the Mashkiach saw that this Yid, who was part of the kitchen staff, was smoking on Shabbos. He saw him smoking. And because he saw him smoking and it was being done somewhat before Hesia, he held he has a dinner of a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. So he went, he didn't ask any questions, he took the bottle of wine and he poured it down the drain. And there went that very, very expensive bottle of wine. He went over to the Baal Simcha afterwards. He told him what happened, and we'll get to that part of it at the end of our story. Here's the question. Was that something that the Mashkiach had to do, or was that not something that the Mashkiach had to do? Mechal Shabbos for Hesia opened up the bottle of wine, he poured it down the drain. This was L'chol Adeus, a Hefsin Meruba. And the Shai Liz, was that something that had to be done, or is that not something that had to be done? At first glance, I think if you ask the man in the street, he's going to say it's easy. I don't even know what the Shai is. We know there's a Beis Yosef, a Darkei Moshe, a Nekudas HaKesef, a quote, the Tshuvas HaRashba, that brought from Rabbeinu Yoina, the Chachmei Tzarfas, that said Mefurish, that a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia is Dinoi, Ka'ovik Echavim, as it relates to Yain Nesach. Yeah, we know there's a little bit of a Koich, that Teira. We spoke about that in the previous raid, but that's not the Ikar Halacha. The Ikar Halacha is that for sure, this is something that's an issue. If he went ahead and he opened the wine and he poured the wine, so L'chayro, what is even the Shailas? At first glance, L'chayro, what the Mashkiach did was 100% right. Stating that, I think it's kedai to go Oysa Shalom, to take a few steps back and look at the sugis that we've been learning for the last few weeks a little bit from a halacha l'maisa perspective. So I want to go through a few Shailas here. Shaila number one. You have a bottle of wine. It's not mevushel, it's open. And an Eina Yehudi, the Goita, comes to the Shabbos table, and she wants to pick up the bottle of wine. She touches it, and she's about to pick it up. You say, no, 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 don't touch it. Don't touch it. But she touched it already. But she didn't pick it up. It's sitting right there on the table. Are you allowed to drink from that wine, or are you not allowed to drink from that wine? Lahalacha. I don't mean the shla, the chule. Lahalacha. Are you allowed to drink from that wine, or not allowed to drink from that wine? Or better, what would be if she even picked it up? She even picked it up. She lifted it, and you right away, you threw something. I don't, no, 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 don't. She quickly put it back down. Would you be allowed to drink from that wine or not? So it's often halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Yayin Nesach, obviously. It's in Yerudei Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, it's Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber says, not al goy, kli shel yayin. If a goy took a kli that has wine inside, v'higbiyoi, and lifted it. V'yotzak hayayin, and a little bit of wine came out. Afal pishalei shichshech, even if he wasn't meshachshech, right? We know what that means. He didn't shuckle it. Nesar, it's going to be osa sharibayayin mikoichet, because any wine that came out came about as a result of the shichshech. Higbiya v'loy shichshech, but what would be if the guy lifted the wine and was not meshachshech the wine? V'loy noga, and never touched the wine itself. Mutter d'alachas, it's going to be mutter. So the Mechaber says if the guy picks up an open bottle of wine, v'loy shichshech, v'loy noga, and didn't touch the actual wine, mutter. Says the Ramah. V'kol shekein, if that's true, it goes without saying. She'enei oisev v'negiyas akli v'chud. That if all the guy did was touch the bottle of wine, but never even lifted it, it's for sure going to be mutter. What's going on over here? I thought if a guy touches wine, it's a problem. Did I miss something? Shech shech, yeah, I know that's a big deal. Hana, maybe it impacts. Guy touches wine, it's aser. What am I missing? The answer is, when we say, this might come as news, that when a guy touches wine, he makes the wine aser, it means when he touches the wine. You physically have to touch the wine. The guy didn't touch the wine. All he did was he touched the bottle. In the Mechaber's case, he lifted it. Because if you mashach, that's a whole set of problems. In the Ramos case, he didn't even lift it. But the bottom line is, if a guy touches a bottle of wine, he didn't touch the wine. He touched the bottle of wine. And merely touching the bottle of wine, that in and of itself does not make the wine awesome. This is a halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and the Ramah both agree. This is not negotiable. It's not debatable. If a person lahalach is machmer in this case, from a halachic perspective, he's a chassid shaita. Now, obviously, if he's being machmer because of yayin meshumer and all those in yonim, then fakir, tovay olav bracha ben benoy shal bracha. But from a pure halachic perspective, it's not a question. It's b'teiras koshkein in the Ramah. This halacha is, without a doubt, going to be machmer. Next case. What would be if the goita comes to the table and there's a bottle of wine? The wine was corked. So you opened up the wine, you drank two-thirds of it, and you put the cork in, you're saving it for the next Suda. And then also the Gaita comes and she takes the wine and she picks it up and she's bringing it into the kitchen. Are you allowed to drink from that wine? You're not allowed to drink from that wine. What's the halacha? Often halacha and shulchan aruch. This is again, not debatable stuff. This is in Yerdei Simin Kuf Chav He. The previous halacha was in Kuf Chav Dalet. This is in Kuf Chav He, it's Siftes. Says the Mechaber, Hever goy noid shal yayim imakam lamakayim. If a guy carried a noid, what's a noid? So we know this from the Gemara. A noid means a leather flask that's closed. So if it's closed and the guy carried him imakam lamakayim, vo oiches pi anoid biyadoi, bein shahoy anoid mole, oi chasim, mutter da lachas is mutter, va afal pisha yayim misnadnid. And even if the wine is jumping all over the place, it's still mutter, she'ein derech nisuch bekach. Because ein derech nisuch bekach. If the guy takes the wine and the wine is covered, ein derech nisuch bekach. So it doesn't matter what the guy did with the wine. In every situation, the halach is that it's going to be mutter. The makar, by the way, is daf samach amanal pesach sevei dezar. You remember the yid was behind the guy and he was carrying the wine and it was mole, it was chaser, it was open, it was closed. Rav Ashi said that if it's closed, benkach u benkach, it doesn't matter if it's ein derech nisuch bekach. And if Rav Ashi said it, it's probably the halacha. And sure enough, the mechaber paskins it. So if the wine is closed, the halach is mutter. And now, just to be clear, it doesn't matter if it was never open or if you opened it and now you put the cork back inside. As long as right now it's not an open bottle of wine. That was the only thing that mattered in that Gemara. As long as right now it's not an open bottle of wine, it's a mefurish halach in Shulchan Aruch that ein derech nisuch bekach, and the halach is you would be allowed to drink this wine. It's often halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's not even a question. Now, the one caveat you'd have to be aware of, and we'll get to this later, is you just have to make sure that the guy, when you weren't looking, took the cork, or didn't take the cork, removed it, and then did a little bit of a shikshuk. So you have to be sensitive to that, which is a general disclaimer whenever you talk about these halachas, and that we'll get to. So just not to take this out of context, in case somebody only hears these 30 seconds of the raid bite, you have to be sensitive to that. But in terms of the guy carrying the bottle of wine with the cork inside of it, nothing happened. And as a result, this too is something that's going to be mutter l'chatchil. Now this is where it gets interesting. What would be if the same any Yehudi, Misharsis, would go and take the bottle of wine from the table, bring it into the kitchen, but the cork was not inside. It was uncorked. The bottle was an open bottle. What would be the halacha then? Would it be mutter then?
or would it be aser then?
Now, here, you would think it's a little more tricky. And the reason it's a little tricky, because now you don't have the svar of ein derech nisuk b'kach. And it's very yitachin that as the guy is moving along with this bottle of wine, it was meshachshech a little bit, and there's always a chash, maybe she, right? Now you have to be a little bit more careful. So because now you have to be more careful, right? Maybe she put her finger in the wine. You don't know what happened. But the bottom line is, now we're ready that the bottle is open, so now there's more that you would have to be chayish for. So over here, it gets a little bit more interesting. So for this, we have to know another halacha. And this is in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, it's Sif Chav Dalet. The Mechaber says like this, Magi goy biyayin al yidei dover acha shaloi bekavon. Again, Magi goy biyayin, a guy who touches wine, al yidei dover acha, not making direct contact, but through a dover acha. The Mechaber's example is, I'm not going to go through the whole Mechaber, it's a long Mechaber, but his example is like someone's holding a lulav and the lulav goes into the wine, right? Sounds familiar? So if there was Magi goy biyayin al yidei dover acha, and it happened shaloi bekavon. That was the story where the person went up to get the lulav, and on his way down, he accidentally put the lulav into the wine. So what's the halacha? I'm skipping. Mutter, I feel a b'shtiyo. The halacha is it's going to be mutter. So if a guy touches wine, but this tarti l'reyes, number one, it's ayyadei davar acha. Number two, it's shaloi b'kavano. The halacha is it's going to be mutter b'shtiyo. Okay, sounds good. What does that have to do with us? And he says a davar nifla. He says, u'bizman hazeh, nowadays, the goyim lav oiv de'avoy dezarehe. With the goyim anad over the avoy dezara, kol magon mikri shalei bekavon. Every time a goy touches wine, it's considered shalei bekavon. Now, first glance, you're going to say, "Wow, I'm taken aback by this chiddush," but it's so obvious. We knew this already. Zok the Taz, this is the Ramol Shitasa in the first sif in Hilchas Yayin Nesach in Kuf Chav Gimel Aleph, where the Mechaber put the Ikra Aloch of Yayin Nesach. And what did the Ramol say? That bezman hazeh all the akam anad over the avoy dezara, based on the Rivon and the Rashbam b'shem Rashi b'shem Chuvas Agoyim and Tosfos. I mean, that today we're not b'nei nisuch anymore. It's not something that we do, right? The flick of the wrist. This is not something that happens anymore. And it's for that reason we could treat the goyim b'zman hazeh as what? As a tinoik ben yoyme. When a tinoik ben yoyme touches wine, it's shalei b'kavana. Atu dozokt. So they have a din of what of a tinik ben yoyma. It's a kol magon mikri shaloi bekavon. But lachain says the Rama, im noga biyayin al yedei dover achar. If a guy would touch the wine today, bizman hazeh al yedei dover achar, af al pisha yoydei ashu yayin. Even though that he knows that it's wine. V'kivein ligabar. And he had all the intention in the world. The guy chaps its wine. Right? Everyone chaps everything. Mutter afilu b'shtiya, it's going to be mutter to drink the mikri maga al yedei davar achar shaloi b'kavano. Because even if it's b'kavano, it's considered shaloi b'kavano. If it has a din of shaloi b'kavano is mutter b'shtiya. V'hu adinam naga afilu b'yodoi, says the Ramah, the same will be true even if he touches it with his hand, but loi kavano smaga, if he didn't have in mind to touch it, oi shaloi yad ashu yayin. Again, these are permutations we don't have to get into right now. It's going to be mutter. And then the Ramah says, v'ein lefarsam hadavar b'fnei amaretz. We have to keep this amongst friends. V'ein lefarsam hadavar b'fnei Ramah, but just don't let everybody know about this. The Ramah's paskining an unbelievable vart. Which again, we knew this already. And that is that bizman hazeh, every time a guy touches wine, it's considered shalei b'kavana. So the Ramah basically telling you that go through the Shulchan Aruch and see whenever there's a kula, because something happened shalei b'kavana, you can apply it to this. So magi goy b'yayin al yidei dover achar shalei b'kavana. Oh, so today if a guy touches wine al yidei dover achar, the halacha is that it's going to be a mutter. Zokt the Noida B'Yehuda in his Dogel Mervava, in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, in his Agoyis, on the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Zayin, and it's also a tshuva in Noida B'Yehuda, Yeridei Madur Tinyana, Simen Pei Tes. And Reb Kivegi in his Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch says the same exact thing. Oh, and by the way, the Taz as well, in the end of Simen Kuf Chav He, says the same thing as well. All the Gedolei HaPoskim said, if that's the case, it would come out that bizman hazeh, if a guy would pick up an open bottle of wine and would be meshachshich with it, dance with it, do whatever the guy wants to do with it, the halacha is he'd be allowed to drink the wine. And the reason he'd be allowed to drink the wine is because being that maga al yidei davar achar shalei b'kavanah mutter, every time you hold the wine via its bottle, it's considered maga yidei davar achar. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter what the guy did with the bottle. The halach is, it's going to be mutter. Unbelievable chiddush. Azoy zok tenei bihuda, azoy zok rab kivei, and they both say that really it's a taz. Now, wait a minute, it's a Taz. Why do they have to both say it's really a Taz? Because the Taz is tucked away. The Taz is not off an art. It's in Simin Kuf Chav Hey Sif Katan Yud Beis. It's really Shaloi Ben Koimoi. And that's what Kivein and the Dog of Mervava off an art needed to tell you. By the way, you may not have seen this Taz because it's somewhere else. It's Mimerchik Tavi Lachman, Mimerchik Tavi Yena, right? So this is coming from somewhere else. So it's for that reason I need to point out to you that you should know Siddah Azat Taz. But you ready for this Chiddush again? If a guy touches an open bottle of wine as mishachshich the wine, it's considered magai de davarach shalik havana, because ein lucha ayidei davarach gedolim mizu, then you're touching the backbook as opposed to the actual wine. And the gedolim apoiskim all said that if that's the case, b'chahai gavna, it's going to be mutter. Now, Demis is like this. The reason Rav Kiveger and the Dog Marava spoke this out in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Yudzayin, we just read Kuf Chav Hey Aleph. It's hard to hold. I'm sorry. We just read Kuf Chav Dalet Chav Dalet. Where they spoke it out was in Kuf Chav Dalet Yudzayin. They spoke it out seven sifin earlier. The reason they spoke it out seven sifin earlier is because if you go through the Ramah there, it looks a little bit like that's not the case. What's going on over there is the Shulchan Aruch brings a big machloikis. If a guy is Meshach Shech Yayin without lifting it, so the guy did not lift the wine, but he was meshachshach the wine. Is that considered shichshach or not? It's big machloikis, rishonim, toisvesin in the sugyas, shitzah rambam, big machloikis, lamaskon, it's a machloikis between the mechab and the ramah. This is how the ramah comes out lamaisa. So the ramah says like this, v'rabim cholkin loymar, many are cholik, and they hold him, shichshach begufay shel kli, b'loy hagba, loy mikri shichshach. That if someone was meshachshach without lifting it, people are mekel. V'lochein ein lahachmer b'mokim seda. So if there's a pseida, you don't have to be machmer. So today, if the guy would come while it's on the table and be meshachshich, you know, freit the noid of Yehuda, freit Rav Kiveger, the Ramah saying that in that case where you are meshachshich shaloi behagba, ain lahachmer b'makom seida, the Ramah shitasei olz b'smana said this is a moot point. So why are we even talking about this? Says the noid of Yehuda, it's pashit. You have to say that Ramah was talking about not b'smana zeh. The Ramah was talking about back in the day. When the Oivdei Avodah, well, you know, you have a guy who was a fighter to go Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So over there, that's where Binageya. But Enochinami, this disclaimer of the Ramah, Ubizman Azed, the Goyim Lav Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and Kol Magor Mirki Shloi B'Kavono, then this whole halacha and Sif Yud Zayin is a moot point. Because now it's Maga Ayudei Dovarach Shloi B'Kavono, which is Sif Chav Dalin, and Sif Chav Dalin, this whole Indian is anyways Mot. Hafla. But Al Koponim, Azoy Shteit in Noid of Yehuda, Sayin is Agoyis and Dogma Mervavo, Sayin Chuvas Nadi Behuda, Azoy State in Rab Kiveger's Agoyis, and really it's a Mefurish Ataz in Kufchav Hesiv Cotton Yud Beis, that the Allah is, it's going to be Mutter. Now there's one very critical caveat, and that is the Shach, on that halacha, in Sivchav Dalet, the Shach says that although the Ramah said that Bizman Azeh, you could be Mekel in this Indian, but at the same time he said, I heard from all my Rabbeim, that they all said you could only be Soymich on this Ramah, the Mokim Seder. So if there's a Pseder, you could be Soymich on this Ramah. But if there's no Pseder, you can't be Soymich on this Ramah. So the Mokim Seder, you could rely on. But if there's no Pseder, not. Now to be clear, the Shach doesn't say the Mokim Hefsid Meruba. He says the Mokim Pseder. What does it mean, the Mokim Seder? So I actually had a conversation this morning with a close Yedid of mine who's very chash of a Poisek. And he told me that Pseder Pashtus means that if it happened already, and now you're going to have to pour out the wine, well, now it's pseid. Hefsim Meruba means it has to be a dollar amount. But to the extent that it's just a pseid, it is a pseid, right? Hefsim Meruba, pseid, lechaira. There would have to be pseid. You can't go lechatchila and tell the goita to go ahead and do something that you're relying on this Ramah. But the bottom line is that as long as there's a pseid, which usually means b'diyeved, if it happened already, now it's pseid. Because what's the alternative? Flush down the toilet? Well, that's pseid. And as a result, al kopana b'makam pseid is sadash, shach, where the Shach says that this halacha is, of course, going to be the way it is. So, again, if a guy touches the wine, that's enough in halacha. That's Kuf Chav Dalet, Yud Zayin, Kol Shkein, the Ramah says, it's going to be mutter. If the guy lifted it and just put it back down, it's also for sure going to be mutter. Even where it's open, it doesn't matter. It's just magga in and of itself, it's not a problem. The guy moved it where it was corked. Oh, that's the halacha in Kuf Chav Hey, Sif Tes, Rav Ashi, Ein Derech Nisuch Bekach, and in that case also it's something that's going to be 100% mutter. If the guy moved it where it was uncorked, so now already we're falozing zich on a Ramah, which is a Ramah, right? It's Moshe Emes v'Sayres Emes. It's the Ramah, and it's based on the understanding of the Nadi Yehuda and Rav Kiveger and the Taz, Unzere Moire Haira from the last several hundred years, where the Makam Seda, that's the caveat of the Shach, the halacha is this is something that's going to be mutter. Okay, so we know what the halach is. Next shayla. What would be if the goy now goes and pours the wine? Now it's getting interesting, right? What would be if the goy pours the wine? Does that change anything? So the emphasis is like this. What is the makar to the idea that if a goy pours wine, it's a problem? So it's halach shulchan aruch. It's in simen kuf chafei sif aleph. Not a goy kli shal yayin. If a goy took a keli of wine, v'higbiyoy and lifted it, v'yotzak hayayin and poured the wine, afal pishaloy shichshech, even if he didn't do the infamous shichshech. Nesa v'shtiyat halach is the wine's going to be aser. Sharei hayayin ba mikoycha. Because the wine is coming mikoycha. U'mashin nisha b'kli, and even what's left over in the bottle, aser, gam kei mishum nitzok, that's going to be aser because of the fact that it connects. This is a gemara coming up in the next few days. We'll see more about that. But the bottom line is this is what the Mechaber says, that if a guy pours wine, it's a problem. We know this from the Gemara. It's koichai, right? It was a shayla in the Gemara. What about koich, koichai? But koichai is going to be a problem. Says the Mechaber, what would be if he did it, he poured the wine, but it was shalei b'kavana, shalei yada shahu yayin, he didn't know it was wine. I call muta filah b'shtiyah, the halacha is going to be muta filah b'shtiyah. The Mechaber over here, when he brought the halacha of pouring wine, he threw in those infamous words. He said, if it's shalei b'kavana, then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter b'shtiyah. Says the Shach, if that's true, that where it's shaloi b'kavana, the halacha is it's going to be mutter. So we have to now shtel su the Ramah in kuf chav dalet, v'tzareif l'ka, where the Ramah said, u'bizman hazeh the goyim lav, ivdeh v'yidazoreh hen kol ma'gon mikri shaloi b'kavana. Well, if that's the case, if a goy b'zman hazeh is going to go ahead, and he is going to pour, so then the halacha is, then it's l'chayra going to be mutter. And the reason it's going to be mutter is, because today it's shalei b'kavan, and the Mechaber says, that if it's shalei b'kavan, it's going to be mutter v'lo b'shtiyah, and says, the Shach, 100% this is the halacha. And he says, it has to be that way. He says, because in the sugyas, we're not learning the sugyas, in the sugyas, koichoi is considered less than magal yudei davarach. That's what Shach says. And if the Ramos spoke it out, bok tzener, when he was talking about magal yudei davarach, where if it happens, shaloi b'kavon, goyim b'zman hazeh, it's mutter b'shtiyah, kal v'choymer kolshken is going to be true when it comes to koichoi. Because koichoi is less chomor, says Koichai is less chamor, says the Ramah, says the Shach, than Maga Ayudei Davaracha. And if Maga Ayudei Davaracha, it's a Mefurish Ramah with Bok Tzener, then who I did over here when it comes to this halacha, it's going to have to be Mutter as well. But the bottom line is, Azoy Shteitin Shach, stating that, if you take a look at the Taz, and this Taz is in Simin Kuf Chavdalut Chavdal, it's again throwing out all these marmakoyimus, even though it's a big mush. But this is going back to where that original Ramah was. Says the Taz, L'shoyni Azav, nearly, Da'af al-pishakasev Ramah l'hokil b'magu goy b'zman hazeh. Even though the Ramah said you can be makel when it comes to magu goy b'zman hazeh. Mikom mokim koyach ha-goy oise'af b'zman hazeh. But when it comes to koyach, then it's going to be aser afilu b'zman hazeh. I just want to speak out the lumdus of the Taz for a minute. The Harambam kasev, because the Rambam wrote with regards to this halacha, that the halacha is, if a guy pours wine, it's awesome. Now, the Rambam, in the beginning of the 11th parak of Hilchos Machalos Asuras, he shtelled avek a rule. He said, wherever I say something is aser, that means for an oivet avodah zarah, it's aser b'ana. And if someone's not an oivet avodah zarah, like a Yishmaeli or a Ger Toshav, if someone's not an oivet avodah zarah, then it's going to be aser b'shtiyah. Says the Taz, the Rambam said here aser. And the Rambam gave us a rule, the cheat sheet. What does aser mean? If you're an Oved Avodah Zarah, it's aser b'hana. And if you're not an Oved Avodah Zarah, it's only going to be aser b'shtiyah. Goyim b'zman hazeh can't be any better than a Ger Toshav and a Yishmaeli that are b'cheftza not Oved Avodah Zarah. And if even there, what's the halach? It's aser b'shtiyah. So to here, it's going to have to be aser b'shtiyah. So says the Taz, that even though the Ramah spoke out with regards to Magal Yedei Dovaracha, that halacha is that it's going to be mutter b'zman hazeh because it's always going to be considered shalei b'kavana. But when it comes to pouring, there it's different. And my ray is the Rambam. Because the Rambam says pouring is aser. And the Rambam told us what aser means. Aser means aser b'hana for an oivin avodah zarah. And it means aser b'shtiyah al kopanim for someone that's not an oivin avodah zarah. So how could a guy b'zman hazeh be any better than a Yishmaeli and a Ger Toshav, where the Rambam says mefurish it's aser b'shtiyah. So it says the Taz it's going to be aser b'shtiyah. Zokrab ki ve'egrin his agoyis hu tamua. He says this whole thing. This whole task to me is a pliya atzuma. I mamish have no avona in this task. He says, why? He says, because the emes is like this. Now, this is a rule. I'm just throwing it out there. This is a rule. The rule is, in the sugyos of Yayin Nesach, that whenever Chazal said something about an Oivid Avodah Zarah, when it comes to a guy that's not an Oivid Avodah Zarah, you do a Nechoiz Darga. This is an idea that permeates all these halachas. So if you have a halach, whatever it is, but a guy, an Oivid Avodah Zarah, he does this, it's Asa B'Shtiv, Asa B'Ano. So if you're not an Oivid Avodah Zarah, you're a Nechoiz Darga. So that's Poshet. That the reason the Rambam said that the halach is a Yishmaeli or a Ger Toysh, a guy that's not an Oivid Avodah Zarah, if he wants to drink from this wine, it's going to be Asa B'Shtiv, it's because he held that when a guy pours wine, it's Asa B'Ano. And being that it's Asa B'Ano, when it comes to the Einoy Oivid Avodah Zarah, it's an Nechoiz Darga, it's only going to be Asa B'Shtiv. He said, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Reb Kideg Paskin's not that way. Shulchan Aruch Paskin's that even if a guy pours a L'chatchil, it's Mutav B'Ano, because Koichai is less than Maga, and as a result, it's only going to be Asa B'Shtiv. If it's only going to be Asa B'Shtiv, then Fakert, then the Nechoiz Darga is going to be that it's going to be Mutav L'chatchil. So says the Reb Kideg, the Taz said from the Rambam, Habacharaya Asbos, that it's going to be Asa. From the Rambam, you have a right just the opposite, because the Rambam applied the lumness of Nechoiz Darga to Koichai. Lishitosai, we're pouring Koichai is always Asa B'Hana, so the Nechoiz Darga ain't Oivid Avodah Zarah, Asa B'Shtiyah. But Lishitosai knew that a regular pouring is Asa Nor B'Shtiyah, then Nechoiz Darga is Mimutu L'Chatchilo, and says, the Rab Kiva Eger V'chein Kosov Lehedya B'Shach, and it's Mefurish in the Shach. Again, it's all over the place. The Taz is in Kuf Chav Dalut Chav Dal. The Shach is in Kuf Chav Hayalef. So they're not in the same place. But the Chen Kozel Hegev the Shach Ubi Yosin Nir Lanias Daiti Da Afla Harambam Yesh LaHakel based on this part. But the bottom line is, when it comes to pouring, what's the halacha? According to the Shach and Reb Kiva Eger, right? Just we have to take in the names for a second. According to the Shach and Reb Kiva Eger, the halacha is it's basically Koichoi, Shaloi B'Kavana, which is like Maga, Shaloi B'Kavana, where the Ramah said that Bezman Hazeh, every time a guy touches, he's a Tinik Ben Yoimai, it's considered Shaloi B'Kavana. So it's going to be Mutter. Now the Shach gave us a huge caveat. He said it's only Mutter Makam Ev, it's a B'Dievet, it's going to be Mutter. But if the guy poured the glass of wine, then L'Chaira, B'Dievet, this is something that's going to be Mutter. Stating that Taz holds not that way. Taz holds it's going to be matmi on the Taz. So l'chayr, it's machloik yishach and Taz. I mean, that's l'chayr what comes out. So if a guy pours the wine, I mean, you would think it's the worst thing in the world. But l'chayr, according to the shach, it's mutter. According to Kedega, it's mutter. Kedega says that the Taz is tzarchin. You would think that Allah would probably be like the shach if Kedega blives tzarchin on the Taz. Right? You have to know, do we usually pass like the shach and the Taz? It's always chaluk yedeyes. But the bottom line is, yeshayim the shach. So this zikr, a tremendous makam lahakam over here. The makam hafsid, if the guy went ahead and actually poured the wine. What if the guy opened the bottle of wine? That's the guy opened it. He opened the bottle of wine. I don't think that changes anything, unless he was like, lehedya meshach shechit. But if he was meshach shechit, it doesn't really matter, because it's magal yedei davar acher. And the Nebi Yehuda and Reb Kidei, everybody says, magal yedei davar acher. It's going to be mutter. This is a huge, huge kula. Basically, what we're saying is that, and it's a Ramah. It's a Ramah, right? This Ramah is not censored, by the way. It's a Ramah. Okay, we have to keep it amongst ourselves. It can't be Mepharsim with Nehem Haaretz. But any time today a guy touches wine, it's considered Shalei B'Kavana. So any kula that you find in Halacha by Shalei B'Kavana, you can apply it to a guy B'Zman Hazeh. So if he touches the bottle, oh, that's Magad Dei Dach, Davarach, Shalei B'Kavana. Magad Dei Davarach, Shalei B'Kavana, you can be Meshach Shechet. This way you could juggle it. It doesn't matter. It's going to be Mut. If he pours it, oh, that's Koichai, Ayde Davarach. Okay, that's Machalik Shach and Taz. That's not as simple. But the bottom line is, you would think, you know, in a situation like this, what would come out is, it'd be shtarka makam lahakal, right? Very, very, very shtarka makam lahakal. Just to bring out the point, with one tshuva, Ramosha, in a tshuva, Nigris Moshe, and this is in Yeridei Chelik Beis, it's Simen Nun Aleph. This is the question that was asked Ramosha, that there's a catering hall, they have meltzarin, right? They have waiters, and the waiters are in the Yehudim, and the hall wants to serve wine she'ena mevushal. It's a problem, right? Because the goyim are going to go, they're going to pour the wine. Obviously, you can't do that. The question is there an eitzah for them to wear gloves? That's the question. Could they wear gloves? And if the waiters are going to wear gloves, right? It's always geshmak to read Lashoni Azav Shama Moshe. Masha Shama Kfoy Tei Rosei. She ish makoyme she manichem la'akim veters, the mishtoye shal chasenus ukedoymo, la'aris yayin mitzloichis la'hakoyseis aidei shaloyv shembat yedayim shakoyrim gloves. And the question is, the glove would make a negiya al yedei dover achar, and if it makes a negiya al yedei dover achar, so then you could be meko based on the Ramah b'zman hazeh. This is what the Shoyel asked Ramosha. So the first thing Ramosha said is, gloves is not dover achar. Gloves, if you want to view it from a halachic perspective, would fall into the category of chatzitza. It's a chatzitza, because my hand is not touching the bottle. But that's not dover acha. Dover acha means I'm not making direct contact. He says gloves doesn't make it dover acha. That's chatzitza. And he says you don't find anywhere in Hilchasiyah Nesach that the chatzitza makes a difference. He said I never found that halacha. With all the halachas in Hilchasiyah Nesach, right, 600 times Shulchan Aruch. There's no such halacha, right? We could take that to the bank. So says Rav Moshe, I don't know anywhere where there's such an idea of a chatzitza, and gloves is chatzitza. So to shtel two gloves to dover acha, no shaychas. But then he says like this, ach, l'maydi isa b'roish sem kuf chaf hey, read every word here. Ba'akum she'gbi'a klish ha'yayin, v'yotza ha'yayin, shehu, she'ira misham, she'asa b'shtiyah. The Mechaber says that if a guy pours the wine, asa b'shtiyah. V'imu sh'loi b'kavona, mutter. Shalachain Isa Bishach Sham Sivkan Bez, and the Shach over there is writing Sivkan Bez, the Bizmanazah, Shari, I feel a shloib makam hefsin meruba, even if you don't have hefsin meruba, even if you have a little bit of a hefsin. Laha Ramah, according to the Ramah, the Machshiv Negev Bizmanazah, who considers Negev Bizmanazah, Kishaloib Kavana, Li'inyan Negev Ayyadeh Davaracha. The Kol Shekain Bekoicha, the Shach said Ayin Sham. Well, if that's the case, says Ramosha, Yesh Mokim Lahatar Apoloi Bote Yadayim. Then there'd be Mokim Be'etzim to be Matar even without gloves. I mean, you're using gloves for what? To turn this into a Negiyah Yadayi Davaracha? It's anyways a Negiyah Yadayi Davaracha. The bottle makes it a Negiyah Yadayi Davaracha. Learn all the Poskim. The bottle make this into a Negiyah Yadayi Davaracha. So for sure, that's not the problem. The gloves is nothing. It's the bottle that's Yadayi Davaracha. Aval ho'isa b'shach simin kuf chav dalet sivkon aleph. But number one, the Shach already wrote in kuf chav dalet. I was flawless. Not sivkon aleph. Sivkon ayin aleph. Shadavka b'mokim hefzi yedrus mechazay. You could only be samech on this b'mokim hefzi. Vim kein shayach zed. This is something you'd be able to invoke. Rakisha ira derech mikra. If it happened derech mikra, shenasazeh, where it happened already, vika hefse kishenaser. And now if you're going to say, everyone has to pour out their wine, there's going to be a hefse. Avo lechatchilo lo yishayich lahater. Lechatchilo, you can't va'afla ramasu lechatchilo, because the Shach already said it's only multiple mokam hefse. Mokam hefse means he did it already. It's after the fact. But to go lechatchilo and do it, that's not something that's going to be okay. And then he said, besides, over here would be also, I think, even b'dieved. Because you need some level of hashkacha, right? You can't just assume that the guy is doing everything that... Right, he's not touching, he's not this, he's not that. You have to make sure. So you have to have some level of hashkacha. What's the hashkacha? So you're a gadol emet al gabav, you're a nichnes v'yoytze, right? It's a whole other component to this. You don't go away for too long a period of time, like regular mashkiach type stuff. There has to be, I mean, the guy has to know that he's not allowed to touch the wine, and you have to be a nichnes v'yoytze, and you don't go away for a month, right? So as long as, less than that. So as long as there's some level of mirsis, so that would be enough. He said, but you're at a chasana, everyone's busy partying, and no one's paying attention to the waiters, if he's being mishachsh, if he's not being mishachsh, if he's touching it with his, and as a result, this is anyways going to be an issue. But Rav Moshe invoked the shach. That's what I'm taking out of this. Rav Moshe invoked the shach. It's a chuvah zikrus Moshe. He said, you want to know b'dieved? Again, I don't know if this is a chuvah zikrus Moshe. Rav Moshe was asked this kach, this shayla mamish, can I be soimich on the shach? But here, it's mavorish, right? He wasn't asked it, but he said it. Terim yikra v'aniyen. It's a mafurish Rav Moshe. This is something that he laid out. But the bottom line is, let's make a little bit of a sikkum of what we have here. I think going into the sugya, we thought that if a guy looks at our wine in the wrong way, we're dead. And the truth is, yesh dvar megav. Yesh dvar megav. Yesh dvar megav, it's based on a shlach kodesh, based on Teres HaSoy, the Sefer, that was written by the great Mekubar of Nasan and Shapiro, Yayin HaMashomer, which quotes Zayir after Zayir. It talks about the Chaymer of Yayin Nesach. Rabbi always talk about in the Rabbanans, is a Tam Nigla, Tam Nister. Here the Tam Nister is... Mamish ben benoishal tam nister. It's more prevalent than it ordinarily is. So avada, there's no question that there's that whole dimension. But from a pure halachic perspective, let's see what we have. If a guy touches the bottle, it's open. He touched it. It's nothing. It's mutal lechatchila. There's no shayla in the world. Lifts it and puts it back down. It's mutal lechatchila. The guy takes it, moves it, dances with it, mishachshukli, but it's covered. Ein derech nisach bekach. It's corked. Not pshat, it wasn't. If it was never open, then we're not even having this conversation. It was open and the cork is inside it right now. Afilu hachid halacha is, there's no question it's going to be mutter. What if the guy walked with it, moved it, and it was open? So you have the Ramah. It's considered maga, al yedei dover achashal b'kavana. If the guy was mashachshachit, the halacha is, As long as it's b'makom hefsed, which b'diyevet usually would get you. If it happened, it happened already. You don't ask the guy to do it. That's awesome. Gone. But if it happened already, so now it's b'diyevet l'chayra, you could be Seimach, and there's makom to be meikel without a question. You're being Seimach on a Ramah, on a Shach, right? That's what you're being Seimach on. And Rab Kiven and Dagam Ravava, Neid of Yehuda, Salachayr, Yeshami Lismach. If the guy went ahead and poured it, so this is a drop trick. You're just machloik between the Tachs and the Shach. But again, there's makom lahakom, and makom hefsid based on a Shach and Rab Kiven, where Moshe brings it in the Tshuva, he invoked it. I mean, he didn't use it Lamaisa, but he certainly invoked it. Michlal Avat Hashemei Ahen, there Moshe was willing to hear the Shach. Obviously, he quoted it, so he didn't say that Shach is not a gay because the Taz says not that way. You heard the Shach. So there's, without a question, again, we're trying to focus on the Koich Teira. There's no Shaila in the world that there is a Shach. Again, there's a lot more cases, but this is just like a little bit of a smorgasbord, pun intended, of halachas as relates to this. Let's go back to our story. It was a Shabbos Sheva Brachis, an expensive bottle of wine. It was opened up by a Yid that was being b'chal Shabbos b'farhesya. And the Mashkiach saw it, and he said, there's no way in the world that we can serve this wine. He went ahead and he poured the wine out. Was that so pasha what the Mashkiach did? I don't think it was so pasha at all. Of course it wasn't so pasha. Loi mi boy, if a guy would have done it, it's not so pasha that it would have been a problem. And the reason it's not so pasha would have been a problem is because of the fact that we have a Ramah to be Seimecha. And b'makom hefsed, you can be Seimech on the Ramah, kal v'chaymer, when you're dealing with 2010 Napa Valley Reserve. This is hefsed meruba, l'chala deis. No question in the world. So based on that, it's hefsed meruba. And if it's hefsed meruba, you can be meikel. But it's even more than that. The reason it's even more than that is because here we're not even dealing with a guy. You're dealing with a Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesya. And that's clear in the sugyas that a Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesya, to treat him like a guy, is not poshut at all. Because for that, we have all the tshuvas that were written by the G'dayli Yisrael, starting from the Aruch Laner, to Rabbi Yehuda Asad, to Rabbi Shalom Marcha Shvadron and the Marsham, and Rabbi Avad Yosef's tshuva that we spoke out. And we have all the Heterim and the Kuls of the Yisrael, Rabbi Moshe, who said that it doesn't even sound like that it was brought down on Shulchan Aruch, it was more of some minik. Again, not to be Soymich on the Chathchilo, but that you want to know, B'mokim Hefzid, Meruba, will you anyways have this Ramah to be Soymich on? So there's no question in the world that Be'etzim, you would have thought that this is something that you should be making. Again, there's makom lahakol. Stating that, this is not shkirt this. When I was talking to my friend, the Paisik, this morning, I asked him, what would he have said in a situation like this? So he said, the emes is like this. The emes is, this is a little tricky. And the reason it's a little bit tricky is, number one, this is the first thing he said, this is why I have to be a Paisik. He said, how do you know there were no svardim in the audience that are not Tzaymich on the Ramah? This only works if you follow the Ramah. If you're a Beis Yosef, you're out of business. You can't use this. The whole cool is the Ramah. Based on the Mechaber, it's over. So he says, how do you know? You're going to go ahead and you're going to pour it? You're pouring it to someone. That goes based on the Mechaber. It doesn't go based on the Ramah. So if it doesn't go based on the Ramah, you know every person in the audience is a Ramah Yid. So based on that, that in of itself is a problem. He said, not just that, there's a sensitivity over it. There's a sensitivity. You're serving it to a rabbi. Maybe I as a Yachid don't want to be Seimech on this. Could I be? Yeah, I could be. And by the way, it's not my Hefzim Meruba, it's the Baal Simcha's Hefzim Meruba, right? It's not your Hefzim Meruba too, it's good wine. But it's not really your Hefzim Meruba. So if it's not your Hefzim Meruba, so mechatesi. Maybe I don't want to be Seimech on it. And if I don't want to be Seimech on it, you have no right. And befrau, when it comes to Yayin, we Yidden are so machmer. We throw Kedosh in that if a guy looks at the wine, you're not going to drink the wine. For you to go ahead and give it to someone, it's a bechina of being Safilei, Mili de Asura. Could be you're giving a mamish machalis asura. Get clappy him. And if this is a sensitivity that he has, it's not something that he would want to eat or want to drink, then you have no right to go ahead and do it. And befrat, whenever you're dealing with a rabbin, a milsa de tamil, a rabbin, not everyone knows the Ramahs and the Shachs, not everyone has all these marmakaimas. So you always have to be hypersensitive to this. Now, not everyone saw what happened. So again, you have to then, he started giving me all the cheshbonis, and I realized, well, he's a paisik and we do raid bites. But the bottom line is a lot easier to do raid bites. But either way, this is just raid. We're just having a little bit of fun. Just going through the Indian a little bit, I just want to tell you the end of that story. The end of that story is the Baal Simcha, who's a tremendous mensch, told the Mashgiach, it's fine. And he even went over to this Yid, who did what he did, and he approached him and he told him, I want you to know that, you know, this wine was poured out, and I want you to know, you know, Be'erich, what a bottle like of wine like this costs. But at the same time, listen, you were doing your job, and I appreciate it. And I just want you to know that it's fine, it's perfect, there's no tightness, but, you know, just pay the favor forward. That at some point in life, if someone's accidentally gonna, you know, be mazik you a little bit, but he had the right intention, just remember, someone did you a solid, and pay it forward. Do the same thing to him. The postscript to this story is that this person that was working in the kitchen met my friend about a year or two later, and he told him, I want you to know, I was so moved by the way you reacted to that story, that cigarette that I took on that Shabbos was the last time I was Mechal Shabbos. I have not kept the Shabbos since then. It made such a roshim on me. So the story has a very, very happy ending. But either way, again, this is all raid. Tein l'chacham v'yech gamoid, and we are going to stop here.